Today on Nerdversation, Ryan goes back into the closet.
You know, I don't like the context there, assuming that I was ever in one. Yes, I have entered a small hole in the wall presently to record this episode.
Ryan is going into the closet to do this episode.
Yeah.
That's all I have
to say. That's the only way I can communicate with Steven at this point.
He's upgraded from the blanket and gone into the closet.
It's much less hot in here.
And I think the closet gives you lots of things to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. It's
all the skeletons.
It's almost like
a whole
wardrobe of conversations.
If you die in there, Erica will have skeletons in her closet.
I mean, technically, she has a skeleton in her closet right now. It's just covered in bone or in meat.
Is it you?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Yeah, there's not another guy in here. What the heck?
I was just making sure, dude.
This is what you can expect on today's Nerdversation.
Nerdversation.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
What's up, Steven?
How's it going?
You know what? It's going. I've got a story about how it's going for later.
How's your closet?
Well, you know.
Ryan is so afraid of this pandemic. He's hiding in the closet right now.
I am. And it took a lot for me just to open up the little sheet I have in front of the closet so that Steven can see me on this video call.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He barely would open it up. He's so afraid.
Terrifying.
Gosh. Living in fear, Ryan. Not healthy.
Not accurate at all.
Right.
I am out all the time.
Right. And you're going back to work soon, which is good.
Yeah, so I have
Which is good for us and everyone else.
Right. I have been working from home, but I've been trying to limit myself in the building because, I don't know, people are weird about stuff. I don't really care, but I don't want to get anybody else sick. I feel like I'm one of those asymptomatic people where I'll just have it and I'll be fine and I'll accidentally infect like everyone.
Everyone. Yeah, you don't even know it.
Yeah, and I would feel terrible. So I want to prevent that.
Right.
So
I feel like I'm one of those people that would get it, but my body is so powerfully strong, I barely would know I had it. It just beats it down.
You just love to think that you are a modern Viking.
Hey, sickness, die.
Like, not only are you of Viking ancestry, but your body and blood still has all of their strength characteristics of years of working, and you've just never put the time in, but it's still there.
Yeah. Like I'll get a massively open wound and I'll just let all kinds of dirt get in there and just, it's fine.
You just pack the dirt
in. I'll just deal with it.
That's what's going to heal it.
Yeah. I mean, I have a motto, rub some dirt on it. That's my motto.
Yeah.
That's not a good motto. That's not my motto. No.
There is a motto, rub some bacon on it. It's a Rhett and Link song.
Speaking of Vikings, so much has happened since
a lot has happened
the last time we talked, because we're really bad about being consistent. Slash, this whole thing has messed us up because you can't go into work and it's really hard to do it from home in a closet. So
it is. Well, yeah. Well, and then I moved my daughter out as well recently. Yeah, so
that's why you have a free closet now instead of under a blanket like last time.
Exactly. So. So big
Which
changes.
I like how you started under the blanket, but by the end you were just like, screw this, and just
dude,
out
so
of the blanket.
Hot. So hot.
I sent you this day it came out that Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Assassin's Creed.
Dude, that looks legit.
So good. And I said, my first thought was, wouldn't this game suck if you played as the English? Like, wouldn't that be an awful game?
That'd be dumb. That would be so stupid.
You'd lose. You're just like
random,
boring English fighting off awesome Viking invaders and getting slaughtered.
Did you end up watching that trailer of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. It looks just like Vikings, the show.
Yeah. And
like the first couple of seasons.
Fine by me. I love that show. And then I saw some people saying that they were like, oh, they're just taking it from God of War or whatever, and the makers of God of War was like, Well, Vikings has been around a lot longer than we have, so...
Yeah. Not to mention that, like, the God of War stuff doesn't look anything like that. Like, I played through God of War, and I loved it, mm-hmm. and the story was awesome, but it looked nothing like that trailer. Mm. Nothing.
Well, I'll know what God of War is like.
Yeah, because you're finally going to start it.
Probably... I'm going to say in 2 weeks or less.
That's
and
good.
I say that because, okay, I know a lot of people have been playing video games and watching TV a lot more ever since this whole thing happened.
Yeah.
And the same goes for me, but not because of it. Only because I have a Switch and I can play anywhere, anytime.
And so you do. You're playing right now. You're at work and doing a podcast and playing Switch.
We had a discussion and Ryan was like, I don't want the Switch for the exact reasons why you love the Switch.
Yeah, the Switch is possibly the worst console ever to exist for the exact same reason that it is the best console to ever to exist.
Yeah. Ryan wouldn't have a job.
Well, not only that, I would constantly get yelled at by my family and my wife. They're like, "Why are you playing Switch? Why aren't you paying attention to us?" Yeah. It's like, "Well, I can do two things at once." But
Right?
No, that wouldn't go over well.
It's so good because, like, even when it's a handheld, it doesn't barely even feel like a handheld. Like, you've played Game Boys and all the other handheld things, and it just doesn't feel like that at all.
Right.
It's weird. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because the screen is bigger. I don't know, but it's freaking awesome. It's legit.
You have a full two joysticks and buttons, too, so that helps.
Yeah, and joysticks that stick up, not flat up against the stupid thing, like on the PSP. I hated that.
Yeah.
I could never get a handle on that.
I never bought a PSP for that reason.
Mm. So I beat Skyrim since the last time we talked. And I am like, at this point, I'm ready to beat it on Breath of the Wild, Zelda. I have all the divine beasts taken care of. I've got the Master Sword. I've got like 15, 16 hearts. I'm super powered up.
Yeah, and you were
like, the only thing left to do is go fight Ganon.
You found like the first dungeon like at that point, right? Like you did everything else first.
Okay, I did play it wrong. there isn't really a wrong way to play it. It just, I played it like I play Skyrim, where I just avoid the main quests as long as possible because I just feel like I'm going to be overpowered and I don't feel like dealing with it. So I go do random stuff until I'm really powerful and then I go fight the dungeons and then they're really easy. And that's what I did. I found every single tower and had like 60 plus shrines, which gives you the hearts and the stamina. And then I randomly found my way into Hyrule Castle immediately and like gathered all the best weapons possible, and then I went into the first it's not a dungeon, it's like a temple thing, whatever. It's weird. The whole new concept of this Zelda is weird, but I get there and it was like the biggest piece of cake I've ever done. Like the boss, I didn't even like get a handle on him and he was dead already. Like I didn't have the rhythm to him yet and he died.
That's crazy.
I only hit him like four times and he died. And in fact, so when you beat these things, like the king of the Zoras or whatever at the time, he like tries to give you a special item and you open it up and it's supposed to, you know, give you a nice boost because now you're moving on. Like I just left the weapon. It was way underpowered to everything else I had.
Thanks. You can keep your priceless artifact. It's garbage.
Right? I don't need your spear. Okay. I got way better weapons. So yeah, I've done all of them. At this point, I'm just wandering the field looking for more shrines and seeing any secrets I may have missed. But it's time. It's time to go fight Calamity Ganon. And then I'm going to be sad though because I'm not going to be able to play the Switch anymore. I have to go to the PS4, and then I'm going to be very slowed down on how much I can play.
Yeah, but it'll be good for you. God of War is such a good game.
I'll do God of War, and then after that, I'm gonna do what's that game where you ride a motorcycle and there's zombies?
Days
I've
Gone.
Got that game too. Yeah, that
it's
one.
Good. That's a really
Days
good
Gone
game
after
too.
That.
Those are two winners. Yeah. So, I approve
so those
of
will
your
be
choices.
Probably my next two.
So
I'm pretty pumped.
This is off topic, but I don't really have anything to spin off of that per se to turn
what?
Into a seg.
You don't have a segue, Paul Blart?
Dude, I could make one if I started talking about the games I've been playing. I've been playing Evil Within 2. I've been playing Mortal Kombat 11. And I'm sure that I can seg that into something. But no, I read the other day that Die Hard 3 with a Vengeance, 25th
Samuel L. Jackson style.
Yeah, his 25th anniversary is this week, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Think. Crazy.
Yeah. When did the first Die Hard come out? 89? 88?
Probably.
87? I could look it up. I'm going to look it up.
You look that up. So anyways, Samuel L. Jackson, interesting you say that because that's where my trivia is going. He was 88. He was not the first person that they wanted to play Zeus in that movie.
Uh-oh. It's hard to think of anybody else as Zeus. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so he was absolutely perfect as Zeus. He was, you know, a jerk and hilarious. And awesome and always
racist.
Yeah. So good. But so apparently they actually had already cast Lawrence Fishburne to play Zeus, which at that time he wasn't in The Matrix or anything else. He had been in some stuff.
Morpheus, the guy who plays Morpheus.
Yeah. He had been in
at first. I was like, who?
No, he
yeah,
had been
okay.
Boys in the Hood. He had been in Pee-wee's Playhouse. A couple.
I don't know.
Things.
I don't know if I could see that as. He's definitely. I can't see it being as good,
well,
like
so
playing as
thing.
Good of a character.
They already signed him to play the part, and then the director, I think it was, went to like the Cannes Film Festival, where he watched Pulp Fiction. This is where it gets interesting. Lawrence Fishburne was actually the first person that Tarantino wanted to be Samuel L. Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction.
No way.
And Fishburne turned it down. His agent was like, yeah, look, it's Tarantino. You're going a different direction. You should turn the movie down. You know, don't do it. So he did.
He would have to play a completely different character than he ever plays to be those people.
So he turned that down, and Samuel L. Jackson picked that role up. Well, at the Cannes Film Festival, they were showing Pulp Fiction, and the director from Die Hard with a Vengeance saw Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction and was like, no, we're Cannon Fishburne, and I want to hire him instead. So Lawrence Fishburne sued them for breach of contract before the movie even started because they were like, well, no, I mean, yeah, it's going to be way better with Samuel L. Jackson anyway, so...
Isn't and they were probably like, yes, just go ahead and get the suing over with. We know.
Isn't that a crazy story?
Yeah.
I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm glad
how.
They did it, though. It probably would have ruined it because it definitely goes Die Hard 1 and then Die Hard 3.
Absolutely.
Like, in rating. So, like, it would probably not go Die Hard 3 if he was in that. Like, it would have went down a little.
No. Well, and can you imagine Pulp Fiction with Lawrence Fishburne?
Not even a dude.
No.
Samuel Jackson was such a strong character in that.
Yeah. He was the
and,
perfect Jules.
Yeah. He's a perfect Morpheus. I couldn't see anybody else playing Morpheus.
Right.
He played such a good, like, just a steady, solid rock person.
Well, he plays a similar everyone, role in the John Wick movies where he's like the trash king guy.
Yeah. I've never seen John Wick.
They're good. They're not okay. So they're not good, but they're fun. They're
everyone loves them. Everyone goes. Everyone went nuts for this last one.
It was good. It was one of those things. It's, you watch the movies, and you're like, okay, this plot is super non-existent. Like, but it is a fun action movie. It's a joyride, and it's good.
There's gonna be another one.
Yep.
So it must be doing something right.
It is. Well, and everybody loves Keanu.
I'm gonna be so sad because it was gonna be Keanu Reeves Day. It was gonna be. The Matrix 4 and John Wick on the same day was going to come out
right
into theaters. And now everything got all moved and postponed, and now there's no Keanu Reeves Day. And they should have did Bill and Ted on that day, too.
Oh,
Can
absolutely.
You imagine if they did all three on the same day opening.
Dude, I would watch all three back to back.
The theaters could totally do something special. That would have been awesome. Yeah. Keanu Reeves doing red carpets, just one red carpet for all three.
Just him. none of the other actors. Keanu just shows up.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Dude,
that would be sweet. I'm excited for at least two of those.
Yeah.
Not John Wick, but only because I haven't seen it. Maybe I'd love it, but I haven't seen it.
You said you like the Expendables movies and stuff, right?
I never said that. They are
I've never watched them.
Good for passing time, but that's about all the more they are good for. I don't really care for them that much. They were okay.
For some reason, I thought he might not have been that movie. You said, yeah, the plot sucks, but they're entertaining enough to just watch.
The best part about Expendables is that you get to see all these washed up old just action stars in one place. That's like the best part about Expendables.
What is washed up?
They even know it. Oh, gosh. and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And Bruce Willis. Jason Statham, actually, when that first one came out, was probably right at the end of his prime. Like, he was still in it, but... And Chuck Norris and...
Chuck Norris.
From Rocky IV, the Russian boxer guy. And... Oh, yeah, there's so many other ones, too. There's so many.
That's crazy.
It was just so much muscle on one screen. It's ridiculous.
So much former muscle.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. They still have it in those movies. You're like, they look pretty good for their age. That's a lot of muscle still.
That's a weird statement.
Dude, I saw something recently where Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger used to hate each other and were mortal enemies because they were the two top biggest action stars, and one would always get one would win an award and the other would get for the worst actor award, and then the next year they would switch and the one would get the worst and the other would get the best. So they're always secretly competing each other.
That's weird.
And and then something happened. Now they're best friends. Now they're oh no, we love each other. The only reason we hate each other is because we were making each other better.
It's weird because it's you're both the same character. You're both, no one can understand you. You have no acting ability, but you're buff. That's it. That's your role.
Well, it's because one's foreign and one had some sort of lip surgery birth defect.
Constant stroke. That's the.
It's because of some birth defect.
Yeah. I don't know, though, dude, because his brother, Frank Stallone, is a comedian and he sounds unbelievably similar.
Really?
So maybe they both have it. I don't know. But they both
maybe it's a genetic thing.
It could be.
I don't know. Anyway, did you see did I send it to you? The PlayStation 5 Unreal Engine that they just released?
Huh.
How the PlayStation 5 is going to look, the graphics and everything?
No.
They're saying right now that even the top best gaming computers out there can't keep up with it.
Good.
It's so fast and good and amazing.
That's how consoles are supposed to be.
And that's just for now. I'm sure soon it's going to pass it. But
well, computers are upgradable and can constantly be reinventing themselves. So consoles have to go above and beyond every time, because otherwise, why would you own one?
Dude, it looks legit, though. Holy cow. What they previewed, it looked kind of like an Uncharted with a lady person, but she has superpowers or something. But dude, it looked legit. It looks so good and real. And
that's awesome. Dude,
I can't wait for 7 years from now when I get one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to buy one
new. Craigslist for under $100.
Well, I always wait until, one, the bugs are gone, and two, the price is really low because it's been out a while, and it's coming out this holiday season, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Dude, I feel it's coming out this holiday season, and there's been a decent amount about PlayStation, but not a ton, and there's been, nothing about Xbox.
Yeah,
nothing. For it coming out really soon, they haven't revealed anything. They haven't even revealed really how they're going to look yet.
But
not fully.
Is it really coming out, or is this screwed up their timetable.
They said that it's still planned for the holiday season.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, and all the conferences got canceled, so they can't really show off at those, like E3 and
San Diego. And Nintendo's Comic-Con. Like, we just are going to continue with the Switch for a while.
But the Switch came out after PS4 and Xbox One. They're on their own timetable. That
I feel
kind
like,
of alternates with them.
I don't know if we talked about this last time, but like I had listened or watched this thing about it. And yeah, they were always at E3. They all three revealed at the same time. And then just Nintendo was like, we're just going to go do our own thing now. And they like came out at a different time.
That's way smarter, though, because if you can come out like in 2 years after increment, then people that are sick of their systems or whatever or don't really want to join one or the other, or rich people, there are tons of those that have multiple consoles, they just jump in the middle.
Rich people.
Yeah, rich people. Not me.
Not me.
I'm cheap.
I look like I'm rich because I have all the system, all the older systems, all the way up to this, but I don't have an Xbox One. But I only just got the newer ones when they were like nothing. And I got them, like one of them was used and the other one was Black Friday. So I got the Switch for like $150. So you can't really beat that.
Yeah, you can't. So I had another thing I wanted to talk about. Actually, I have a bunch that I want to talk about, but it's going to be multiple episodes. This one's going to be shorter, though. Because we do have to do an episode. We missed halfway to Halloween last week, I think it was.
So, how could we? How could we miss it?
I'm just saying, dude.
What is wrong with us?
I thought about it on the day of. I saw like a post somewhere, and I was like, oh, we have to do an episode.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, shame on us. We have to do that. But, which reminds me, before I go into it, the radio stations... Which, the radio station you work at, not your station, but family of stations, was...
Are you talking about Christmas?
We're playing Christmas music a couple of weekends ago, all weekend. Yeah. And that was hilarious.
Dude, it didn't go over well with a lot of people.
I thought it was great, dude. I freaking loved it.
Of course you did. My gosh.
I listened
what is
all
wrong
weekend.
With you?
Every time I was in the car, I put it on. And my family was like, what are you doing? I was like, this is hilarious.
Wrong with you? I can't even believe you right now.
Dude, it was hilarious.
You're one of those. You're one of those.
Hilarious.
Come on.
So funny. To be in like 80 degree weather and blasting Christmas music. So funny.
In friggin' May.
I loved it. Now.
Did you love it because you love Christmas music or you loved it for the concept of it?
I loved it for the concept, I think, more than anything.
Okay.
Because it was
That's
funny to
a
me.
A little better. Gosh, I hated it. I was like, oh, what are you doing?
My biggest complaint is, even at Christmas time, and I know that hands are tied by corporate and various other people, but I feel like their selection of Christmas songs is so small. And that's true of every radio station.
That's every radio station for every thing that they play.
Yeah. So, like, the country station in town, when they play Christmas music at Christmas, they've got like 35 tracks. The pop station in town, 35, maybe 40 tracks. The stations out of Indy, 35, maybe.
It is sad. Like, you know, I know that there's algorithms and things that they need to follow, but like, we have 1,000 plus songs in our library.
Yeah.
No, 1,100. No, we just hit 1,100 songs in the library, but we play maybe 250, 300.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, and that's the thing is, at Christmas time especially, it's a seasonal music. So even if it is country Christmas and you're a pop station, it's still Christmas if that's what you're doing for that month. So I don't know why they don't expand their categories. Dude, Reliant K's Christmas stuff would be great on any station. I don't know. That's very off topic from where I wanted to go. But
speaking of Reliant K, apparently they did a remake of Toto's Africa.
Really?
And it's so much better than Weezer's Toto's Africa.
Weezer's is so weak.
So much better. Weezer's is a play-by-play of the original.
But it's not, because it doesn't have the soul of the original. It's just like
it, no, it doesn't have the soul. But I mean, they didn't change anything.
No, they didn't change anything.
Like, you would play them side by side, and you'd be like, I barely can tell that one is different than the other. Like, usually when you go and make a cover, you do something to make it slightly yours.
Yeah. I'll have to listen to that.
They did not.
I haven't heard it.
They also have a hilarious, awesome cover, Reliant K, of Material Girl.
That is,
dude, you gotta hear it. It's so funny. It is so weird because it's a bunch of guys singing it.
That, yeah, dude, they're a weird band.
They are, dude. And his mop, dude, he is not aging well at all, at all. Have you seen him recently, Matt Thiessen? He's like weird looking.
I bet.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyways, where I wanted to go before I got very off topic.
Where were you going? What were we talking about?
So everybody's stuck inside, and we're starting to get out more. But if you listen to us not in Indiana, where we live, a lot of states are still on lockdown and going to stay on lockdown for a while. And people are getting bored, and they want things to do and things to watch because Netflix has run out and whatever. And if you haven't seen it, there's a thing called Masterclass that is you can go to their website, but you can also put an app on your phone and various other places and watch stuff. And basically, it's like Netflix, but it's for people that are masters of their craft teaching you how to do stuff. So, like Gordon Ramsay's on there and he teaches you fancy cooking. There's a guy from Texas who's like an award-winning barbecue guy that his masterclass is all about barbecuing. And they're like 5 to 25 minute episodes, but the whole class per teacher is like 2 to 5 hours. And the barbecue guy, for instance, he does a
where can you find this?
Masterclass.com, I think is what it's called. But
like the actual website.
Yeah. So like the barbecue guy, he has a whole episode on like selecting what kind of meat you want based on what kind of flavor profile and what kind of sauce you want to use and whether you want to keep the membrane on your ribs or off your ribs, depending on how you want it to taste. And like, it's bonkers how in-depth they go with stuff.
That's way too in-depth. I just want to know how to not have the grease drip into the flame explode, and then sear my burgers every time.
Dude, well,
till they're burnt. But the inside is still red. I need to know.
So this guy is very serious about barbecue. But it's not just food. They've got like RuPaul is on there and has a masterclass on being unique and yourself and not caring about what other people think. And then Annie Leibovitz is on there to show you how to do photography. Hans Zimmer and Danny Elfman both have masterclasses on how to score for film.
What?
Tom Morello has a thing on there on how to find your rock and roll guitar voice. Like, it's all over the place, dude. It's really cool, but it's expensive, which sucks.
Tom Cruise should get on there and teach us all how to do stunts.
Jump on a couch.
Jump off of planes.
Yeah.
Ride a motorcycle. How to run, not actually fast, but make it look like you're running so fast.
Yeah. So fast.
Yeah.
And do it all the time for no reason.
Show us how to get the need for speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Show us how to ruin a mummy movie. That wasn't his fault, though. That was unfair.
I don't think it was his fault, but he definitely didn't
help it. It wasn't. He did fine in that movie. He did not do anything wrong with that movie. That movie was ruined
by
the director. And video, whoever just was in charge of that movie in general ruined it.
It was bad.
Tom Cruise, they used Tom Cruise as a tool, not as an accompanying factor.
If he wouldn't have been tied to that movie, it wouldn't have gotten near as much publicity,
right.
And therefore people wouldn't have expected as much. So maybe it would have been better.
It would have been just as bad or worse of a movie. I mean, Tom Cruise didn't really help or make or break that movie at all.
Right.
It was terrible. Heck. I could go on for so many episodes about how bad I hate that movie.
I know.
But you know what I could go on about how much I love and how great it is movie-wise? The Brendan Fraser Mummy.
No.
Dude,
no.
I've been getting you so much with those lately.
Dude, no, I knew what you were going to say.
No, dude, every time I like send you something.
Oh, God.
What
yes,
was it
you
the
have.
Other day? I did get you the other day.
I have to look through my phone. You send me
I'm going to look right now.
Too many mummy memes, dude. So many mummy memes.
You were like, gosh, dang it.
As soon as I think that you have a personality that isn't Brendan Fraser's mummy, I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Every
immediately wrong.
Freaking time.
Oh. Oh. Dana and I have been seeing, here it is. I see it. Have been watching the new What We Do in the Shadows season 2. Have you seen season 1 yet?
So I went to watch it about 3-4 weeks ago, and it started on episode 6 on FX On Demand. And I couldn't find episode 1 anywhere.
Yeah. Season 1?
Yeah.
Because season 1 on FX is gone. They only have like the recent season. You have to go to like Hulu. It's on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu. And not only that,
You're a hacker.
Yeah, I know. Hulu. I can find it. But not only that, I was just mad. I was like, okay, FX, they were ramping up season 2 because it hadn't started yet. And or it had just started. And so they had season 1 still on there, but yeah, it started at like episode 6. I don't want to start that late.
Well, yeah, don't start there. Start at 1. Season 1. Dude, it's worth it. And then season 2, dude, we were dying every episode. We already went through season 2, episode 6, which they're still going, but we were dying. This whole season is so freaking funny.
Yeah. It looks good, dude.
You gotta watch it.
And I like all the actors, so.
Okay, this is what happened. This is the latest I gotcha mummy meme. It was May the 4th, and I wrote, you know what movie I'm going to watch today? The most appropriate movie for today. Can you guess? And you wrote, I don't know. And then I sent you, released May 4th, 1999, The Mummy, and you were like, gosh, dang it.
Dude, I was so mad.
Every time. Oh, I love it.
I hate you. I hate you.
It's like my new favorite. It's my new favorite thing to get you with mummy memes.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of Star Wars, because it's May the 4th, and What We Do in the Shadows, did you hear who's set to direct? I know that you did. Who's set to direct the next Star Wars movie? Are you so freaking excited?
Nope.
What? I know that you're not, and I knew that you were going to say that because we talked about it already.
And I'm only not excited because, one, I don't know his directing style. I don't think I've seen anything he's directed.
You saw Ragnarok?
And two, well, if that's the case, then I'm going to hate it.
You loved Ragnarok.
Because Ragnarok is supposed to be somewhat like that. Like, if he makes Star Wars like that, it's going to be horrible.
How is it going to be horrible? Because?
Because then it would be like The Last Jedi and be just terrible.
Well,
full of stupid, dumb jokes.
First off, you hated The Last Jedi because the characters that were there were not previously known as funny characters. He doesn't have to stick with the Skywalker saga.
That's true.
He can make
because
his
they're done
own
with that.
Universe.
Yeah, that is true. You have a point.
Yeah. And there were serious characters in Ragnarok and serious moments.
Okay.
And there was hilarious stuff.
You have a point.
He's going to make his own new universe.
Okay.
And it's going to be amazing.
He can't just make the entire thing a straight up comedy.
No.
That's something he can't do.
Speaking of, have you seen Jojo Rabbit yet?
Because Ragnarok was more comedy than it was action.
Jojo Rabbit,
in my
dude,
opinion.
Is a comedy.
I haven't seen it.
But it absolutely will make you bawl your eyes out. Like,
I don't.
Fantastic.
I doubt
movie.
It.
Dude,
I've
it
never
was
cried to a movie.
So good.
I never cried to a movie.
Well, watch Jojo Rabbit and you might.
And we just finished recently the second half of Shape of Water.
I can't believe it took
it
you so long
that,
to watch it.
And it wasn't that happy sad. Like, it was one of his least happy sad movies that he's probably ever made.
It was still happy sad, though. But
it
not,
wasn't
yeah, not
sad
nearly
at all.
Well,
like,
she left her friend.
It would have been sad if who? Because she went into the water and became a fish lady now?
Yeah, so she left her human friends.
Yeah, but...
But that was it, yeah.
There was no like super strong connection there. Like, they were friends, but it wasn't like devastating that she's gone now.
No. You were just really
usually
happy for her.
Yeah. Like, It would what would have made it that is she got all the way there, she shot him, and he died. And but she found out she was pregnant with his like fish baby or something. That would have been a happy, sad movie.
Yeah. I'm glad it ended the way it did, though. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. I don't think I'll ever watch it again.
I liked it. Baron won't ever watch it.
Not with those cats being killed like that.
Never let that go.
Baron. I know it. I know it. Speaking of that Godzilla King Kong movie, when's that coming out? Next year?
Never.
Dude, I don't know what's going to happen with theaters and stuff, but they need to start releasing new movies because there hasn't been any new movies lately.
I know. Some of them have come straight to video, but that's weird.
But like, there's been no
blockbusters.
There's been no promoting that.
Yeah.
At all. If there's new movies coming out, I haven't heard about them. it's throwing me off.
It's odd.
I know.
This is how we need to talk to AMC and get
them back. Yeah.
Look, guys, we're gonna bring your business back by reviewing movies for the radio station.
Yeah. There we go. We'll do that.
And all it'll cost you is 2 tickets a week.
We need to do an episode where we try out that Netflix chat room thing.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We need to do an episode of that.
We do.
We need to wrap this episode up right now.
Yeah. You're the one that's dragging it on, Mr. Mummy.
This is what happens when we don't do an episode for a month. And then we do an episode, and there's so much that's happened that we didn't even get to.
To be fair, 35 minutes is still pretty short for us.
I know. I'm having to shut it off, but I don't want to. Shut it down, guys.
Well, hopefully we'll do another one soon. And if you are a new listener...
Don't say hopefully. We will do it. Here, the attitude you need is we will do another episode soon.
So we will do another episode soon. And if you are a new listener and the COVID quarantine has got you listening to some very strange podcasts, welcome to Nerdversation.
You can welcome. Find
lots of places. Spotify.
We're not usually so broad, by the way. Normally we have some specific thing. We go off a lot, but mostly it's about a specific thing. Today was just like...
Today was a catch-up day. If you listen to some recent
We can't
episodes,
have more catch-up days. No more catch-up.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
We've done 2 catch-ups. That's too many catch-ups.
Yep. Regardless, though, anyway. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on iHeartRadio, thenerdversation.blogspot.com if you want to listen to all of our episodes.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Rock985.com.
Yep, that's a big one. Really anywhere. Just type in Nerdversation.
Google it. Just Google it.
Yeah.
Or on the internet machine.
Or if you're, you know, really old school and somehow found a podcast on your Internet Explorer, use Bing. Bing will probably find us.
Ask Jeeves it.
Oh, hotbot.
Yes. Just don't Yahoo it. That never comes up with anything.
Alta Vista? Do they still exist?
I didn't use that one. I don't know.
What was the fetch one? Lycos. Lycos, go get it.
I didn't do that one either. I went from Ask Jeeves to Google, I think. I think those are the only two I ever used. I did Ask Jeeves for the longest time.
I never did Ask Jeeves.
Back in my old AOL days.
I was a Yahoo to Google.
Yeah, I never used Yahoo to look up anything.
I did because it was my landing page.
Hey, Yahoo just went to Google to find out things and then sent it back to you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The way most tech places will be like, give me a moment, and then they're gone for 10 minutes looking it up for you. Yeah. They don't know how to fix their own stuff.
Yeah. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what you do, Ryan, right?
I know some Google. Things. I know where the power button is.
I have certifications.
I do. You know.
Anyway. All right. We are Nerdversation.